This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and we are starting our show in Washington, D.C. with some big picture stuff about the U.S. economy. The Congressional Budget Office, which is something like a nonpartisan scorekeeper in Washington, gave its forecast of what the economy will look like over the next decade. The headline? The economy's growing and the deficit's shrinking, at least for now. The CBO also dug into the economic effects of the Affordable Care Act. The headline there, they say some Americans will choose to drop out of the workforce or scale back their hours, roughly the equivalent of 2 million full-time jobs. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
According to this new analysis, some Americans will choose to scale back how much they work. Thanks to Obamacare, they'll decide to go part-time. And a reason for that is because as your income goes down, the help you can get from the government goes up. Catherine Baker, who's a professor of health economics at Harvard, puts it another way.
If your subsidy for purchasing health insurance goes down as your income rises, that provides some disincentive to have higher income.
So it could be advantageous for an individual to work a job that pays less than four times the federal poverty level. That's about $46,000 a year.
That's not a wealthy person, but it covers a bigger share of the distribution of people than you might think if you were just thinking about poor people.
We're talking about tens of millions of Americans. Some will work less, knowing they can get health insurance through government-run exchanges. Others will stop working altogether. So 2 million fewer full-time workers by 2017 sounds bad. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be an economist for you, but this is sort of an on-the-one-hand, on-the-other-hand kind of answer.
That's Craig Garthwaite, a professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. On the one hand, he says,
we do want people to participate in the labor force.
On the other hand, Americans will be able to pick jobs that are good fits, he says, without having to worry about losing their health insurance. And some older Americans will be able to retire sooner. People in their 60s would have had a hard time finding affordable coverage on their own, says Jonathan Gruber. He's an economist at MIT who helped write the Affordable Care Act.
These are people who are sort of chained to their desk by the failures in the individual insurance market.
Now, the CBO says its predictions are subject to substantial uncertainty. Well, that comes with the territory, given all the uncertainty about how implementation of the Affordable Care Act will play out. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.